Well, the deadly synthetic opioid fentanyl is now circulating in New Zealand. In Wairarapa, 12 people overdosed on the drug at the weekend and were hospitalised. It had been sold to them as cocaine. Now, fentanyl is believed to be the main driver behind a significant increase in drug overdose deaths in the United States. Last year alone, more than 70,000 deaths are attributed to the drug there. Now, Dr. Emily Einstein's the chief of the science policy branch at the National Institute of Drug Abuse in the US and with us now. Kia ora, Emily. Thank you for being with us. What is the impact of having this kind of new record high last year in the States?
It's really shocking how many deaths involve fentanyl in the United States. And as you mentioned, with overdose deaths involving fentanyl with cocaine, new populations of people are being exposed to fentanyl. When they think they're taking cocaine or a counterfeit pill, it may be fentanyl and result in overdose death.
Why is it sold to people as cocaine?
Fentanyl is an extremely potent substance, so a very small amount of it can be cut and be sold in many doses, so it's a very profitable drug. People do also occasionally take fentanyl along with cocaine purposefully for the effects that it has. It has very strong effects, and so it's a very lucrative approach to drugs.
Is that really the only reason, and what is the danger of something like that?
When it's mixed with cocaine, the danger is the person taking it might not even realize that the cocaine contains fentanyl. Especially if they don't take opioids in any other capacity, then they won't have very high tolerance and it's an even greater risk of overdose.
Does it also mean that it's a more addictive substance that the people are taking?
It is extremely addictive, yes. The potency of the drug does increase its addictive properties.
So people who are taking it knowingly, I don't know if it's possible to kind of tease this out, mm-hmm. What populations particularly is that growing in?
People who take it knowingly are frequently people who have had a long-standing opioid addiction. In the United States, in many places, it's no longer even possible to get heroin. The drug supply is predominantly fentanyl. So people who have addiction to opioids must keep taking them in order to avoid withdrawal symptoms. And for that reason, sometimes people will seek out fentanyl. And some people might prefer the effects of fentanyl, but it's extremely potent and very dangerous, and it's easy to overdose on.
How different is it to something like heroin? Because it is an opioid of sorts.
It is. It is very similar to heroin in the way it works in the brain and the effect it has. It binds to the same receptor and activates them. It does have a much more potent high, that the onset is faster, and it also dissipates more quickly. But the same effects that you see with heroin, with development of addiction, development of tolerance, and very strong withdrawal symptoms are present when people use fentanyl.
Why so easy to overdose on?
Because of its extreme potency. So it binds to receptors that reduce the respiratory rate very severely. So when someone overdoses on an opioid, it's because the respiratory rate decreases to the point that they stop breathing. Fentanyl, unlike heroin, is also associated with something known as wooden chest syndrome. So the chest wall gets very rigid very quickly and breathing stops in that way. So fentanyl is more dangerous than heroin as far as overdose risk is concerned.